say that she missed the boat, but she just burned the bridge. The angels love you more than you know. Raised on robbery and rock and roll. Moving to the motor city, so she takes hold. To talk about astrology, she was born in June. She danced with strangers and celebrities, empty stars in the full moon. I was thinking about the universe for what it's worth. Or the one about the phoenix bird that died and returned.
Everywhere I go, FM radio, call of the night. to scrutinize. That's just a dead zone. Wake up the neighbors, tell me how do you feel, and live the fantasy that makes your life real. So if you wanna play, follow your glory. And if some guy says that's such a story, take a lesson from the FM that I knew then. It's like a public pool, you decide where to jump in. To feel the sexiness, the passion and the fusion and the vision. Remember Bruce Springsteen divorced a model and married a musician.
Bruce Springsteen, call to support public radio, 95.9. Thanks.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, listen to Bruce. Listen to Bruce. Call in now to support public radio at 204-774-6877. That's the number to call in here and do your duty. This is the Twang Trust Fund Drive effort, week one. And if you're a new listener, the Twang Trust is a show we actually play three different kinds of music on this show. We play songs by Bruce Springsteen, we play songs that feature Bruce Springsteen, and we play songs that mention Bruce Springsteen. What else is there, really, when you get right down to it? That's one that referenced him there, Dar Williams and FM Radio. That was the 2015 Twang Trust Song of the Summer. Mm-hmm. Before that, Jesse Malin with Broken Radio featuring Bruce Springsteen. And then we heard a little something from David Greenberger and the residents of the Duplex Planet Nursing Home. And we started that set off with World Radio, Big Smasheroo from the Six. From what year did that record come out? 1980? 81? 82? 82 maybe? 3? No. We're going to go with 82. I used to have stats down like that. Of course, the Six, same bunch of guys essentially as the Fuse. The Fuse planned their annual show at the Park Theater coming up next month, March 21st. Get your tickets while you can. And yeah. But save a little for us, right? Right? Yes, it's Fun Drive time. As the passionate and objective Joker fan said, it's time to follow through with your responsibilities. Time to pay back the chicken. We are the chicken here in this metaphor. I was trying to make a chicken noise with a harmonica. You can't. It still sounds like a train. Yeah, harmonicas just don't sound like chickens, any way you cut it. This is my Aerosmith harmonica, by the way, in case you were wondering. It's not a Hohner, actually it is a Hohner. I'm just looking at the bottom. But it's not like a marine band or a blues harp. No, it's an Aerosmith harmonica. Can you guess what key it is? Key of C. So what's next on the show? What's next? I don't hear any phones ringing. No sense in going over and answering a phone because it's not ringing. I guess I'll play another song. I'd rather hear the phone ring and deal with that, but, you know. Or I could tell you something. I could tell you about this thing called radio. We just heard a bunch of songs about radio. You know, radio itself is responsible for sparking my love of music. And that's why I got involved with CKW like 27 years ago. Of course, like so many elements of music fandom that have, you know, long meant so much to everyone, from record stores to magazines and venues and newspapers, you know, radio maybe doesn't play as significant a role to the masses as it once did. You know, maybe it's a fading institution, but for me, there's still no better way to learn about music, discover new artists, and connect to a community of like-minded souls than radio, you know? For better or worse, I put more time, effort, and thought and love into this weekly two-hour radio show that I do here than I put into just about anything in my life. You know, there's a million big and little reasons that add up to why I do it. And, you know, I can say that you are in there somewhere. And I hope it shows. I hope you appreciate it enough to give us a call here sometime over the course of the next week and a half while we're at it here. Not just on the Twang Trust, but every show here is special to their host, you know. And we all deserve a little support. And you can show it with your financial contribution to keeping CKUW on the air. There. I've said my piece. The number to call in, 204-774-6877. And, you know, where else are you going to hear stuff like this? We're going to play a couple of songs now from a trio of ladies who played here at the Winnipeg Folk Festival in 2008. Very sadly, we lost one of them a few days ago. We lost Lynn Blakey. Lynn Blakey, not a household name by any stretch, but a very important one to what this radio show is all about. You know, we play all kinds of stuff here. I mean, you know, we've played Hardy already. We've played James Brown and you know, we've done some spoken word stuff. And there's nothing we don't play here on the Twang Trust. But Lynn Blakey's somebody who's had her foot in music since the early 80s down in North Carolina. And the span of music is pretty amazing. The outfits she's played with. She played in a band. Originally, one of her first bands was called OOK, which featured Michael Stipe's little sister, Linda. She's played with, gosh, anybody who came out of North Carolina. She's played a bunch with the guys from the DBs and all kinds of other folks that you probably wouldn't recognize if I read their biographies to you. But she was been an integral part of things down there. And it was pretty exciting for me when Tres Chicas, the outfit she was in with Caitlin Carey from Whiskey Town and Tanya Lamb, they played Folk Fest in 2008. And at the time, I mean, I was all hep to Tres Chicas for sure. But Caitlin Carey was really the person I wanted to chat with. I did some interviews out there that summer, and I put in for an interview with Caitlin, and I showed up, and the other ladies were there with her, and it's like, okay, well, I don't really know enough about these other people to have a proper conversation because I'm just not that pro at doing this sort of stuff. But, you know, what else? What are you going to do, right? tell the other two to bugger off for 10 minutes. But so we all just sat around, and Lynn was like the greatest person ever. And just, I mean, everything you read about her, everybody just goes on about what a gem she was as a human being. And she certainly was that afternoon, too. And it turns out the weirdest thing of all, I didn't realize it at the time, but I get home and I'm telling the missus all about the show and about chatting with these ladies. And she says, Lynn Blakey was Kim's upstairs neighbor. Kim being my wife's best friend from childhood. She had the upstairs of a house she was renting at the time, and Lynn lived downstairs. So that was kind of weird. But yeah, it was a tragic loss. She, of course, went due to cancer. She had it a few years back. Thought we got rid of it, then it came back, and, you know, like these things do. But she's a wonderful person, and turns up on all kinds of records. We're going to hear one that you know and love and didn't know that Lynn was singing background on. But to get us there, we're going to hear a couple from Tres Chicas. This first cut, live in Raleigh, North Carolina in 2010. Little religious number. We need some religion, I think, tonight. Not something I'm generally part of, but the phone hasn't been ringing like it normally does here at Fun Drive Time. I think we need some prayers, not only for Lynn and her folks, but, gosh, Lynn was the college radio DJ, too. And her big claim to fame, and you'll know all about this if you're any kind of rock and roll fan, Lynn was the subject of the song Left of the Dial by The Replacements. Yeah. Paul Westerberg had a thing with her going back in the days when she was part of the band Let's Active. Yeah. But here she is, Tres Chicas, live in Raleigh, with another guy who we're awful fond of on this show, who also made a Folk Fest appearance a few years before Tres Chicas. Keep an ear open for him on this little number called The Kneeling Drunkard's Plea.
This is a cautionary tale written by the Leuven brothers.
Lord, have mercy on me. Was the kneeling drunkard's plea as he knelt there on the ground? I know that God in heaven
I went down by the old country church. I saw a drunkard stagger and lurch. As he staggered there through the gate, I saw that drunkard kneel down and pray.
Yeah!
Everybody!
Swear to God, true story. This is Chuck Prophet, and you're listening to the Big Dumb Rock and Roll on the Twang Trust. CKUW 95.9 FM. It rocks like a bitch. You can say that on the radio. Bitch.
Praise the Lord, miss. 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 Praise. Praise the Lord, miss Bell.
Praise the Lord, miss Bell. Praise the liquor's gone down, a noise mom says. Praise the Lord, miss Bell. Praise the liquor's gone.
Praise the Lord, Miss Bell. Pittsburgh. This is Lynn Blakey, and you're listening to Both Kinds of Music on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
And you're listening to the High Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. Thank you.
Hi, this is Al.
That was a windy day at the Folk Festival, if you couldn't tell. Alejandro Escovedo from his album, A Man Under the Influence, with the classic. That's a classic now, isn't it? It is. Castanets featuring the background vocals of none other than Tres Chicas, featuring Lynn Blakey, the late, great Lynn Blakey on vocals. Speaking of them, we heard easily my favorite Tres Chicas song, which is super rare. It's you can't find it online. I've tried, and it's only available on this disc. It's a 3-CD set called Musicians for Minneapolis, and this came out ages ago. This is, it was 57 songs for the I-35 West bridge disaster relief effort. Remember that? Remember when they had that bridge collapse in Minneapolis ages ago? Well, a bunch of folks put out this 3-disc set, and it's the only place you can find the song Lloyd's Mom, by Tres Chicas. It's crazy. I remember they did that one at the Folk Festival when they played here in 2008. And I remember it distinctly. I thought, oh, what a great song. That's going to be like the big hit off their next album. And they never put out another album. No, there's only two Tres Chicas records. And that one never made it. But it was obviously recorded. And they did nothing with it except put it on that Benefit album. So aren't you lucky you got to hear it? You are. You are insanely lucky you got to hear it. And where else could you possibly hear it? Nowhere. Nowhere. You can't even find that on the internet, for Pete's sake. You can't find it anywhere. Only here on CKUW. That's all I got. That's all I've written so far. I'll work on the rest of the song next week. You'll be impressed with how far it's come along. Oh, it's the Twang Trust Fun Drive effort week one, folks. Did anybody else call in? We did hear from a few more people. In fact, we heard from Debbie. Debbie's not a few. She's only one. But her generosity is like, you know, three or four. Yeah, we got $100 from Debbie. If Debbie can do $100, you can do something. You can do something. I wonder, Debbie's probably taken the tax receipt, which you can do. But if you don't need a tax receipt, you know, you're rolling in dough like you are. I know you are. You can get all kinds of cool swag, like at the 95.9 FM level. This year, you can get our very first CKW tote bag. It's got the great artwork, same artwork as the T-shirt, but the T-shirt's pink and the tote bag is kind of a, you know, like a natural creamy color. And I don't know, I kind of like that. I went with that motif. There's a poster. We did a poster for Fun Drive using the T-shirt artwork. And I went for the creamy colored background. And the tote bag is the same color. So, yeah, it's nice. Hey, we'll add up the show total here in a bit. But we'll tell you that the overall total here, like, we need to get to $60,000 by the end of it. The end of next week, we want to get to $60,000. We did it by the skin of our teeth last year. We'd sure like to do it again. But, you know, we don't want to cut it as close. We were actually short at the end of the drive last year. But, like, 6 months down the road, through, you know, spare change here and there, we actually made it to 60 grand. Will we do it again? Who knows? But right now, the grand total, bubbity 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 bum, drum roll. We got a drummer sitting. Drummer's going to be up next on CKW. He'll have a hell of a drum roll when he announces totals. But we, so far, the grand total for the station, $21,090. Yeah, 21 grand. Not too shabby. We're a third of the way there. And are we like a third of the way through the drive? It's something like that. We're on track. We might just pull it off. If we think we can, we just might be able to, you know, with your help. With your help, we can get there. And all you got to do is pick up your phone, dial 204-774-6877, and do what you can. Help us get to 60,000. So, the show's, we're well past halftime here, but I think it's time for the halftime show. We're going to rile folks up with our halftime show here on the Twang Trust, even though halftime should have been like 40 minutes ago. But you know, it's Fun Drive. Things are chaotic. Of course, you know, we had the big halftime show at the football game over the weekend. Maybe you heard about it. Like, nobody cared about the game at all, but everybody just wanted an opinion on the halftime show. I think, you know, there was a question I saw on Facebook the other day. Some radio station was asking, who do you want to see play Winnipeg next? And I was thinking, you know who I'd like to see? I'd like to see a co-headline tour, a double bill co-headline. You know, they could trade off whoever headlined. You know, one night it would be artist A. The next night it could be artist B. I think Bad Bunny and Kid Rock should tour together, you know, and really bring the world together. Can you imagine if they did that? I mean, yeah, people would probably die every show in the audience. But on the other hand, there'd be a lot of people getting together, I think. You know, and I think the rule should be, though, that they tour together, but they don't do their own songs. They just cover 70s disco songs. You know, what do you think? I think it could work. I think it would sound kind of like this.
We'll be right back. pasado atrás. Yo sé esperar, un día mía serás. No, nadie le daba luz a tu sol.
Hey, Winnipeg, this is Raul Malo from the Mavericks. The punches are coming fast and hard here on the Twang Trust. CKUW 95.9 FM, Winnipeg.
Yeah, that was the Mavericks right there from their En Español album. What is this song? Por ti, it's called. Translation, for you. So there, you know what he was saying now. A lot of people complaining over the weekend they couldn't understand nothing that funny fella was singing about. But at least we have the title translation for that Mavericks number. Even if we didn't, we wouldn't really care. Oh boy, people. People, who needs them? Besides you, of course, we need you. And tonight, we need you to call us here at 204-774-6877 and show your support to community radio. Show your support to the Twang Trust tonight. And just let us keep doing what it is we do here each week that you tune into each week. Like Keith. Keith did just that with his $100 pledge. Thanks, Keith. The seniors. We're hearing from the seniors tonight. Just like I planned. Remember at the top of the show I was telling you? You know, the kids. It's always great to have the kids around here doing their shows. I was listening to a show last night. And the young lady doing it, she said she was in her, like, you know, early 20s, and she started playing the soundtrack to Phantom of the Paradise, and it's just warmed my heart to hear someone young who's hep enough to know the Winnipeg connection and the story to Phantom of the Paradise, you know? I can't play any of the soundtrack to Phantom of the Paradise on the harmonica, unfortunately, but you can pretend. But yeah, give us a call. Give us a call, won't you? 204-774-6877. You know, it's Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day is coming up this weekend, Saturday. Saturday is Valentine's Day. Can you feel the love in the air? Oh, I sure can. We got a little bit of love to throw your way now here as we wrap up week one of the Twang Trust Fun Drive effort. We'll be back next week with week two. But yeah, let's keep the songs coming that we just don't understand. Here's something else Raul Mala was part of, Los Super 7. This little number, though, features Rick Trevino and the great Freddie Fender on a little number called Cupido.
Se contenta, que con cuánta se contenta. Yo le pregunté a Cupido y me contestó afligido. A mí ni con 50 son tan grandes y tenido que hasta perdido la cuenta.
A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano que me muero, Cupido. A Cupido, dame la mano. A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano que me muero, Cupido.
A Cupido, dame la mano. Vestida de seda china, vestida de seda china. Yo tenía mi Cupido y me dijo el pobrecito, no cantes que me lastima, cantes que me lastima, mi pobre corazoncito.
A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano que me muero, Cupido. A Cupido, dame la mano. A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano que me muero, Cupido.
A Cupido, dame la mano. Yo le pregunté a Cupido que si enamora casadas, que si enamora casadas. Yo le pregunté a Cupido y me contestó afligido. Esas son las más amadas porque tienen su marido y no son interesadas.
A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano que me muero, Cupido. A Cupido, dame la mano. A Cupido, 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 a Cupido, Cupido, tirano que me muero, Cupido. A Cupido, dame.
Dame la mano, Cupido.
What is this feeling called love? Lonesome Sound on the Twang Trust, CKUW 95.9 FM.
Yes, we do, and we want to know what love is, too. And you can let us know what love is by calling us here at 204-774-6877. That's how you can show us your love, by donating to us here at CKUW during Fun Drive 2026. That was Black Joe Lewis giving us a little Dead Boys action here on the cusp of Valentine's Day. What Love Is, before that was Wire with A Feeling Called Love, and at the top of that set, Los Super 7, El Cupido. Ahay! That's just about it for us here. Week one of the Twang Trust Fun Drive effort. We'll be back here next week for more. Should we give you a total? I think, if my math is correct, and I don't know that it is, but it's pretty darn close anyway. We're like a shave and a haircut away from $800 here tonight. So, you know, not quite a third of the way to being the $3,000 man, but still not bad. Not bad. Considering who we got to share all this dough with these days, a lot of amazing shows here on CKW. Another one of those amazing shows is up momentarily. Get ready for Sane here on CKW up next. A little bit more love for you as we fade off into the moonlight here. Here is those crazy kids from the mid-80s. Remember them? Lone Justice, Maria McKee. They recorded this way back then, before it was a big smasheroo hit on the soundtrack to that movie. Yeah, Maria McKee, way ahead of the curve, even if we didn't know it at the time. See you next week, kids, on the Twang Trust.